today?
So I was watching the news actually, and I heard one of the commentators say, you know, they were the Biden supporters having their celebration, and then it was the Trump supporters having their protest. And he was like, you know, they're conflicting and they have the right to be here. Not one time when we were marching for George Floyd did those people on the news, mainstream news, say we had the right to be there. Nobody. And that is why it is just like this election is bringing out people and showing true colors that you are only here for the moment. You really only wanted somebody to be racist or in hiding. You really only wanted somebody to be, you know, a bigot in hiding. You didn't want it to be blatant. You didn't want it to be in your face. And Donald Trump was in your face, and he made y'all address the fact that America was fucked up. So now all of a sudden we have Joe Biden, and people are so, so excited. Joe, shoot him in the leg, Biden. Still not okay. We still have a lot of work to do. And at the end of the day, everyone out celebrating, we get it. We got a blatant bigot, a blatant racist out of the way. But now we still have to do the work to dismantle the system that constantly oppresses black, brown, and indigenous people.
All right, that sister hit it across the head like it needed to be said. And so with that being said, yeah, you know, I got bars. Let's go ahead and get into it because we got a lot to get into. Let's go. We're taking it down to Atlanta, ATL. I'm on my way down there. I heard y'all need help recounting them votes. So let's go. They know, they know, they know. Shout out to Shorty Low. Man, one of my most hype songs. Love hearing that song. But let's go ahead and get it started off properly. Testing, testing, 1, 4, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 4, 3. It is all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken's Corner Podcast. And I am your host, Ken. And I'm so happy to hear. I can't hear you because I'm talking. I'm so happy to be here with you today on a great Friday, ending your work week off right and starting your weekend off. So hopefully I bust out a couple of your earbuds, earphones, your speakers. Hey, we're going to go ahead and just sit down for a few minutes. I'm going to respect your time. Got a few things I want to address, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you go. But as always, thank you. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to be here with me. So now that you're here with me, I need you to do me a favor. One, I need you to talk about the podcast. Keep spreading the word. Numbers going up, even though I have reduced the number of times I'm going to record. I know I'm going to probably do every other week just because I just have to pace myself. It's a lot going on professionally. With me and personally, and I want to make sure I deliver great content and not just talking just to be talking. So I may be reducing to maybe 3 times a month. I will let you know definitely next week. But when you do hear me, please make sure you subscribe to wherever you consume your podcast entertainment. So once you subscribe, I want you to hit that notification button, because every time we post, or I post, I keep saying we, it's just me. Every time I post, I want you to be notified. And so you can run straight to it like, hey, I got to hear the Ken's Corner Podcast. So once you subscribe, I need you to download, I need you to stream, I need you to share, like, and retweet. You can always find me on, interact with me on all of my social media platforms. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Ken's Corner. You can also interact with me on my website, which is www.kenscorner.co, and that's www.kenscorner.co. Welcome to episode number 76 of the Ken's Corner podcast. So let's see what's going on in the neighborhood that we can talk about on the corner. I'm going to go straight into sad news and just really, yeah, I don't even know what other words to describe it, but I don't know if people have heard about the Kaywan Baldwin case. It's a very sad case, very mysterious. A 15-year-old young man left home with allegedly an adult and a 17-year-old boy or young man, and then the young man, little Baldwin, ended up dead, killed, murdered. Police first reports that it was he drowned, but more evidence is coming out, and the parents and the family believe that the young Mr. Baldwin, the young king, the young prince who never had a chance to totally fulfill his destiny, was murdered, and that it may be racially motivated. The family has started a GoFundMe page, and one of the striking things on the page is that they put his picture next to the picture of Emmett Till. And so just want to keep a close eye on that particular situation. Prayers go out to the family. That's something that that's something I can't imagine or fathom, that someone would do that to my children. So just please make sure you protect your children at all times. Please keep them in your eyesight as much as you can. Please do as much as you can. And I'm not saying that I pray, please forgive me if that sounded like the family was being neglectful. No, they're not. They weren't at all. But these situations like this, this makes you hug your kids a little tighter. Tell them that you love them. Give them an extra hug and kiss. But again, prayers out to his family, to his mom, to his father, to all his brothers, sisters, friends, and everyone that was associated with this young king who didn't get a chance to fulfill his total destiny. And let justice prevail, let the truth come out, so that his memory and he can at least rest in peace, and let the family receive justice on this one. Since the last time we talked, we had something that's called an election. The election, the presidential election, was the main ticket, but we had under like a fight. We had undercards, and you know, with governorships and Senate races and things of that nature. Senate and House, and the presidency was the main attraction. By all accounts, Joe Biden is now the president, and we finally get a chance to get the clown show, which is Trump, out of office. That's going to be a whole separate podcast, but I would like to say this, because Joe Biden is now saying that we need to heal and we need to come together. Now, some of the mainstream, more left liberal, I'll use some titles I don't like using, but a lot of them want to talk about healing and saying as a nation we're healed because we're so divided, so we just need to come together and heal. And I'm going to say I'm going to find that very difficult for this reason. You have to realize that close to 70 million, I think they said, people voted to keep Trump in office. The 70-some million people that decided to keep Trump in office aligned with his ideals. They looked past things that other people didn't look past. They looked past his antics. They looked past his lies. These are things that have been documented by independent researchers and independent fact checkers. So it's not necessarily coming from what some would consider a more liberal media outlets. You were able to look past blatant and subversive, blatant and very dog whistleless, people to call it a dog whistle, racist undertones. He flirted with that. He was very divisive in his nature and very boisterous in that divisiveness. And his supporters really were locking arm with him. And now that the elections are, they still counting the votes. So Atlanta, I heard you need to recount the votes. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, pack my bags and drive to Atlanta to perform my civic duty and help you recount the votes. But in all seriousness, the man hasn't conceded. The man says that there's widespread voter fraud when there is absolutely, to this point, no evidence of these claims. But you want us to heal from that. When you have supporters who spew this type of vitriol and disdain for other people, and you just said you want us to heal. When you have two armed to the T men, white men, going to the in Philadelphia where they were counting the votes, what were you going to do with all those weapons and all that ammunition and body armor? These are Trump supporters that do these type of things. Now, one of the biggest things that will be said is that you cannot classify all Trump supporters as the same. And that's a true story. That is a true statement, truly stated. But I very rarely see Trump supporters speak up against what is wrong, what is not decent. Which means that your silence means that you're complicit in agreeing with what is going on. So back to the healing. When I thought about this, you know, what is healing and what does that look like and how do we maneuver and why do I feel like it's going to be difficult? I went to the, in the natural, what happens when you get injured. And I looked at a deep burn or cut. You know, I've been cut. You know, I got tattoos that had to heal. I've been, you know, I'm a part of a fraternity, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, and I chose to get branded, so I understand that's a third degree burn, so I understand what that looked like, what is healing. And when you heal, when you have a deep wound, and in this case, the deep wound is the divisiveness between two very opposite opposing ideologies, and one of them, of the brought the worst out of not only their party but the other party, and now you want to heal. So in the wound, for a short period of time, you do have to cover up a wound so it doesn't get infections, it doesn't get affected, that any type of bacteria and anything could get to it, and so you have to cover it up. But after a while, you have to let it air out so that air can get to it. And then you have to be able to apply ointment. So you cover, air out, apply ointment. And you got to make sure that the covering is not dirty. Well, in this case, it's hard because what too many times in this country, they want to cover it up. And what I mean by cover it up is just look, cover it up. And no time do they let it air out. They don't let the original sin of this country of slavery air out. And when in this example, I mean, air out is really, let's have the critical truth, fact-based conversations. And the truth, fact-based conversation about Donald Trump is that he was very divisive. He was very belligerent. He lied. He used language that caused a divide within the nation. These are things that he did. And until you have those conversations, but if you just want to cover up in the expectation of healing, then infection is going to get under the covering. Because you don't ever change the covering. We can never apply the ointment, and the ointment is the truth. It's the information that's out there. Let's sit down. Let's critically look at these speeches. Let's critically look at these sayings. What did this mean? What did it mean by good people on both sides? What did it mean by shithole countries? What did it mean by some of the language that was used, stand by? What did it mean? Like, what did you really mean by that? Let's have these conversations with the conversations of saying, okay, this was said, and these sayings, how it made me feel. But if neither side is going to sit down and have those conversations, then we can never heal. And the conversations that will actually move forward, what does it mean when we air it out, when the man sits there and says, I don't believe in systemic racism? Like, what? You don't believe that? And 70 million people excused that. They either supported it or excused that. And now, just with the election going in a different way, you just want us to say, okay, well, let's get back to normal. Like the sister said before, what was normal? Because the normality, and this is not indicative of either candidate, it's indicative of what this nation was about. Like she said, we was marching, we was fighting, we was protesting. And I know it was a joke, and just like Dave Chappelle, and shout out to Dave Chappelle, the king, when he said, I can't even tell the truth without a punchline to it. And as much as I don't like COVID and prayers, please hear my heart. I'm only repeating what Dave Chappelle said, and I disagree with it. Before COVID, it was mass shootings. It was killings. It was all of this. And if for nothing else, at least for a second, the nation and the world had to just at least, not everybody sat down, but just really take a step back and look. And in looking, and I said this in a past podcast, that what COVID did, it attacked COVID, the virus itself aggressively attacks pre-existing conditions. And so the one, I hate to say silver lining, but one of the things that you can learn in this COVID, era is the fact that the crisis of racism, the pre-existing disease of racism, is at the forefront, because people really got a time to sit down and look. So if you want us to heal, President Biden, if you want us to heal, Vice President Kamala Harris, and shout out to her, black woman, shout out to the AKAs, shout out to Howard University, shout out to all HBCUs. When she wins, we all win. If you really want us to heal, we got to change that covering and actually apply the ointment of truth and information so that we can really, and it has to be aired out. We can't keep letting and covering it up. With healing comes a scar, but with the scars, it tells a story. And the story of this scar, if we really heal and if we really air out this issue of systemic racism and white supremacy, and we really apply the ointment of truth and love, the scar will be there, because you can't undo 460 something years of oppression. You can't just undo it. It's going to be there. But at least we can look at the scars and say, hey, this is where we are. We overcame, and this is where we're at. So congratulations to Joe Biden. Congratulations to Vice President now, Kamala Harris. Get Betsy DeVos ass out of there. Get Barr out of there. Clean house. Overturn every executive order. If you're really serious, you owe black people a vote, because we showed up for this particular event. We showed up. Voter votes were up. Voter participation was up, even throughout obvious voter suppression. And so it was a great day for those people who believe in that. And I want to go ahead and make this statement. When I say white people, I mean WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants who believe in manifest destiny. So that's your homework. What is manifest destiny? Those are the white people I'm talking about, because it's those white people that fight to uphold white supremacy, the power. So those, that's your homework. Interact with me. Tell me what you learned. Going in a total different direction, but it's about love. I was asked one time, why do you love me? Why? And I want to talk to people out there who talk about love, who are in love, who thinking about they want to be in love and are in love, you know, they're in love right now, or just fell out of love. And so when the person asked me, you know, why do you love me? I remember saying this. I love you because. See, love doesn't have, true love doesn't have, it has a reason, but it's love you love not because of what can be done for you or what a person can give you. Or even if a person can reciprocate it, you love just because. You love them for the way they talk, and you love them just for their inner beauty. You love them for, you know, for the exterior beauty. That's more surface. But you love them just because. You know, I live my life by this particular passage in the Bible when it comes to love and friendship, and it says, there's no greater love than he who lay his life down for a friend. What are you willing to sacrifice? Your time? Do you purposefully make and intentionally say, hey, I'm going to do these things and appreciate this person? Appreciate meaning add value to their life? That's love. That you do that without ever asking for anything in return. Love is more than just a feeling, it's a knowing. Because there are days, you know, I wake up and I don't love you. It's days that you wake up and they don't love me. But sometimes in the evaluation of relationships and the audit of relationships, sometimes couples ask themselves that, ask each other, like, why do you love me? And a lot of times in my experience in dealing with people and dealing with and helping people out with relationships and my own relationships, people usually say they love because, and then they start adding things that that person does. And so, again, I'm not a expert when it comes to degree in this area. However, I have done a lot of relationship type counseling and relationship just, you know, life coach type thing. And one of the things that I've noticed is the fact that people attach, I love you because you cook well, and I love you because you can sing, and I love you because you're pretty, and I love you because you have a nice personality, and I love you because, and they add some type of adjective or descriptive or some type of action to what they do that increases your happiness. So therefore, a lot of times that is equated to love. And so I'm not saying that they're 100% wrong. However, what has a baby ever done for you to love them other than just be born? And when that baby looks at you, you've really done nothing, and that baby just loves you. And so as we evolve and mature and matriculate through this thing called life, and then we get into relationships, you love, again, in my personal opinion, just because. And so I hopefully, you know, I know that went total, that was totally different from the election, but that was just really on my heart, to tell people about love, especially in this time that we're, if we're going to talk about healing. So I guess it does kind of, you know, tie into the healing aspect, because you need love to heal. That's part of that ointment to heal. If you really truly love a person, you will make that time. You won't separate yourself from them. If you really love that person, you're intentional about that relationship. If you don't want to lose it, if you say you don't ever want a person, you know, you say you never want a person out your life, but then you don't make time for that person. You know, I'm not saying you don't love them, but I also say love is an action word. So although a person doesn't have to do anything to, you don't have to do anything to me to, for me to love you, but also in my love, I'm going to show action with that, because love is an action word. So you don't have to do anything for me to love you. However, if I love you, I'm going to show you action. That's how I operate. So I just want to make sure, because I love love. I love to love people, because love is the, love has to win. And that's why at the beginning I say it's all love, baby. Because love has to win. And no matter what's going on, what's the circumstance, what's the distance, what's the time, love is always going to find a way. And love is always going to come home. Love is always going to find a way. And love is always going to come home. So I just want to make sure I say I love you. I want to make sure I say I love you. And I'm going to say it again in my ending, because I love you. So if you're listening to this, I love you. Isn't that easy? Say it back. That's another homework. When you listen to this, just call four people. Four people and say, you know what? I love you. Don't send them a text. Send them a voice text so they can hear your voice. And say, hey, I love you. All right? All right. So as always, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you had a great work week. Please, 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 please wear your mask. Please, please, please social distance. Just do it. I mean, we still don't know, but one thing, I don't know. We don't know. So let me start by saying that we don't know. However, based upon what I've read and what I believe that I've read, that wearing your mask, I hate wearing my mask, but I wear it when I go out. Do what you need to do. Get back home. Make sure you gargle. Use a nose sanitizer. Spray yourself down with some sanitation spray that's safe for you and the pets. And let's just ride this thing out so that we can really get back to creating a new normalcy. Let me start saying that. Let's create a new normalcy. So as always, you can interact with me on all of my social media, which is Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Ken's Corner. You can also interact with me on my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. And as always, I love you. I trust you and I respect you. This is Ken of Ken's Corner Podcast. Peace out and have a wonderful, wonderful day.